This is RNIB Connect Radio. Let's bring in Steve Packer, who's here to talk about C Sport differently. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Stephen.
Good to have you here. First off, what is C Sport differently?
C Sport differently was originally a campaign that we were going to put out in February 2020, raising awareness of sport participation for blind and partially sighted people. But unfortunately, due to the lockdown, we parked it for a while, but it decided to grow legs. And back in June of 2020, Sports England actually came back to us with a view of making this a really big three-year initiative. So I've been working closely with some other RNIB colleagues to build an application process to Sport England, who have agreed to fund us to just under £1 million to deliver a three-year delivery programme. And within that, we want to really raise the awareness of participation and also attending sport for blind and partially sighted people. We'll be working very closely with the national governing bodies within the sports sector and also targeting grassroots clubs to really bring to their attention the fact that blind and partially sighted people want to participate in their sports.
So, it's coming actually from a number of fronts. You're obviously talking about people getting involved in sport, but also attending and enjoying sport as well. So, you know, a number of areas here. Let's start with participation in sport. Where are we at the moment in regards to blind and partially sighted people having opportunities to get into sport?
So that's a really good question, Stephen. And unfortunately, the statistics are not very good. So the sports industry or sector hasn't really delivered very well on offering adjustments for blind and partially sighted people in a lot of mainstream sports. And, you know, one of our impacts and outcomes of this project is to really influence and make aware this potential opportunity. We are actually running some research before we go into the real activities of this project, and we expect to see some quite alarming statistics coming out of that, which we will use as a springboard to really get the message across to the national governing bodies. However, there are charities that specialise in helping blind and partially sighted people and supporting them. And one of them is British Blind Sport, who are going to be our partner throughout the three-year programme. They are a very small charity, but they have made great inroads into engaging blind and partially sighted people into sport. And they are also running the IBSA Blind World Games, which will be taking part in Birmingham in 2023.
Yeah, so a range of opportunities there, and I guess a great opportunity for you, I say you, I mean us as RNIB, coming together with other organisations that are promoting sport. That relationship is actually key, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely vital because RNIB have the reach, but we don't have the expertise in the sports sector. And that's where British Blind Sport will certainly come into the fore and use their influence and experience to really drill the initiative further.
And you talked about people going along to enjoy sport as well. And I think this is something which can get forgotten in this conversation. We talk so much about participation, as we should, but for people who just want to enjoy sport, as in go along and enjoy a match or enjoy a tennis game or whatever it is, you know, and sit in the audience and enjoy it, you're keen to encourage more clubs to be accommodating of that.
This is a massive aspect of the initiative, and we're going to be working on the complete end-to-end journey of someone who wants to go to attend a spectator sport. So we'll take football as an example, how to get the ticket, whether the website is accessible, whether the ticket is accessible, then also the transport, the journey, and getting to the ground, and then the accessibility around the ground. And there are some real sort of blueprint drivers here. Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, probably the newest of the Premier League grounds, really did a big piece of work with RNIB to ensure that their 60,000 plus seater stadium was accessible for blind and partially sighted people. It includes audio described commentary. It includes guiding from various train stations and bus stops into the ground, and provides some really good hospitality experience. So we'll be using that as an example to really tap into other Premier League football matches, but also other sports such as tennis, cricket, swimming and athletics.
And having those tangible examples helps, especially at the high level, doesn't it? Because it's easy to go in and talk about these things, but if you can't point to an example, it makes the conversation difficult, and it may even suggest that it's not possible. Whereas if you can point to an organisation that's already doing it, that can really help.
Very much so, Stephen. We're using the same methodology as we did with the supermarkets, in that if Tesco decide to use our best practice guidance, we then follow it through to the other supermarkets. And there is actually a Premier League table of accessibility. And a lot of the football clubs are really starting to take this seriously now. You know, we've had a whole season virtually of non-attendance at football grounds, but that's starting to increase. And certainly in the next 3 or 4 months, and definitely for the next season, we'll be back to having, you know, large crowds at games. And we want to ensure that blind and partially sighted people can have that same level of experience that their sighted colleagues can.
So where can people find out more about the work you're doing in this area, Steve, for C-Sport Differently?
Well, we're actually having a soft launch, and that's with British Blind Sport and Sport England. Over the next few months, we're putting together some copy and content for the RNIB website. But we are going into, as I say, the research and insight stage. So there'll be a little bit of gap of information until probably the end of July, beginning of August. And then it's all going to come to life for the next 3 years. And that's going to include some very major sporting events in the calendar. Next year, we're going to have the Football World Cup. We're going to have the Commonwealth Games, which is in this country, Birmingham. And then, as I mentioned, leading into the 2023 IBSA Blind World Games, also at Birmingham.
Steve Packer, great to talk to you about C-Sport Differently. Looking forward to hearing lots more about it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Stephen.
This is RNIB Connect Radio.